Earlier this morning, I told you that we'd be talking to the Local Times. It is a free newspaper and it's servicing the local communities from Caboolture right through to Rothville. Jodie Morford is the editor and she is here with us right now to tell us the local news and what's happening in our communities. Hello, Jodie, and welcome to 101.5.
Good morning, Rosemary. Thank you so much for having me.
It is a real pleasure. Now, tell us what's hot off the press.
So the Local Times April edition will be hitting the stands around our community today. And on the front cover, our headlining story talks about youth crime in Moreton Bay. This is a topic that everyone is talking about. But on a positive note, we also detail in the story what sort of support is out there for our youth who believe that this is the only path that they can take. Some other local headlines include the new youth detention centre proposed for Woodford and the Optus Tower for Narangba, which has been long sought after by locals. We also have an amazing story about the Australian Idol contestant, Natasha Rose, who is a local girl from Burpengary. She auditioned for Australian Idol and made it all the way through to the top 21, which is such an amazing feat. We talked to Natasha about her journey and how she embraced the opportunity singing on national television. There are loads more stories as well in the Local Times.
I'll bet you there is. And Jodie, let's congratulate both of our young ladies that represented us so beautifully.
Absolutely. That they did an amazing job.
Yes. Now, the Local Times is out today. As we've said, make sure you go and get your copy. And we've just heard from Jodie Morford, who is the editor. Thanks very much, Jodie, for coming in and talking to us today.
Thanks, Rosemary.